like to come and stall it.
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions. You send them in, we answer them.
Yeah.
Owen's not here. We're going to do the questions.
We will.
And the answers.
Lights down, eyes down, bingo's about to begin.
This one is not really a question, more of a nice little bit.
Will I read this out, because it's about you?
Yeah.
I'll read it to you and you can react to it. Owen, he's not here. So we'll say, Joe, you should be so proud of Darren. Last week when you were away, Darren said he'd give Joey Barton a box to the face, and I was never as proud of him as in that moment. Thank you, Darren, on behalf of all women.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice? All women.
All women. Every one of them.
All of them.
You're welcome. Yeah, stand by it. Thanks for that.
Stand by your man. Joey Barton, for those who don't know, is a footballer who doesn't like female commentators.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Is this part of the same email? The second part of this?
Maybe this could be a second part. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but just read that line.
Darren v. Joey. Now that's a fight I'd pay to watch. Oh, Joey Barton.
Oh, not that's
me. I thought it was me.
No, it's not always about you, right? No. Yeah, so there's another part of that. Darren versus Joey. Now that's a fight I'd pay to watch. I think he'd batter me.
Do you think so?
He's a rough one.
Dirty, I'd say.
But I mean, dirty. In a proper boxing match with the right training, we'd get in the pocket with him now, but
spark him.
Ush, see you in a while, yeah?
I'd get in the pocket.
Go off back to Paris. Marseille.
Au revoir. Au revoir, Joey.
Au revoir. Boom. See you in a while. This next one is, if Joe goes ahead with his food venture, I want to know, it is going ahead. Will he refuse to accept tips from customers?
Yes, I will. There's no tips allowed. I'll have a sign saying no tips
You must
allowed.
Be joking.
No tips. We're charging.
Is that because you don't tip, so you don't want someone else tipping because you want to stand by your...
I don't understand what they're tipping for. I don't understand.
For good spice bikes.
You paid for it.
Telling me you wouldn't, if someone goes, keep the change or 10% on the fucking sum up, whatever.
I won't have the option for that. It'd be straight to the no tipping allowed at the food truck. If you want a spice bag, you're going up, you're paying for a spice bag. We've set the price at an appropriate rate, just like every good business should. People are paid appropriately that work in the truck if we're not staffing it ourselves. And that's the price. There's no tips. There's no tips allowed.
They hand you 20. They say keep the chance. You're going to say no?
Yeah.
No, actually, no. You can hold on to that. Get yourself a nice can of drink.
I'd say no. Absolutely. No. There's no tips. There's no tips. Go away with that. I'll take the spice bag off you.
Fair.
Yeah. Or if they do, and if they insist and they leave it, I'll just throw chips at them so they get that value for the money, for the change that they left.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'd be taking a tip now. Do you think if you were getting a delivery that they should tip you for bringing it? To yourself?
If you were getting
a delivery to your gaff, yeah. You think like when the driver comes to the door, that he should give you the food and then give you a tip and say, there you go, Joe. Here's a tip for taking the food off me.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
There, we found the middle ground. Next one is a long one. Go ahead. You read that.
Okay. How's it going, lads? Jack from Ballyar. You get offered 10 million quid to take part in a massive manhunt. You have one day to go run/hide in the whole of Ireland. Once the 24 hours are up, the whole country is notified of the manhunt, and anyone who manages to kill you gets the 10 million with no repercussions. The challenge lasts a month and you must spend at least a half hour outside every day. So do you take the challenge? And if so, where do you hide/ what's the game plan? He also goes on then to say, I'm part of that Venn diagram, so chance in me arm sending this to both podcasts. So, Jack from Ballyar.
No, but what's the Venn diagram?
He's part of the Venn diagram that crosses over, I guess. That
so he listens to another Go Loud podcast?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Must be a question for Talking Bollocks.
It's probably a Talking Bollocks.
Fuck off!
Fucking hell, Jack from Ballyar.
Jesus, no, I'm not answering that now.
Is Ballyar Ballymun or Ballyferma?
Ballyferma.
Ballyferma, is it?
Yeah, Ballyar, yeah. So fuck that, actually.
Yeah, fuck off, Jack.
I'm only joking, I'll read it. I'll answer it now.
Right, do you take it on? Do you take the risk?
Do I have a chance of... Oh, it's for 10 million. If I take the risk. Yeah.
10 million?
Yeah, take a chance now. For 10 million, set you up. That'd set you up nice.
And you have one day to go run and hide in the whole of Ireland. So where are you going? So what time is now? It's 3 o'clock now. you have until 3 o'clock tomorrow to find somewhere in Ireland to hide, and then the whole country is after you.
Everyone
in the country.
Bollocks.
5 million people on the hunt for Darren Conway. Very recognisable.
Have to go get like some plastic surgery or something.
In a day.
Beforehand.
Well, then the plastic surgeon will know where you are.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Just and the bus driver will know where you are if he recognises you.
Charlestown Shopping Centre. In the open. Beside where you can, the car that you can win.
Hide in plain sight.
No, I wouldn't go there. Fucking tough one, that, isn't it? Where would you hide?
I'd go to like fucking Tremore and just hide in the ghost train. Wouldn't that be good? Just like pretend I'm a skeleton or something. Go, ooh, that can't be Joe McGuckin for fuck's sake.
Do you know where I'd go?
Come on.
The Wax Museum.
People go in the Wax Museum.
Yeah, but I'll just stand still.
I think people, you want to go somewhere that you hide.
They'd least expect me to be standing there pretend to be wax.
First of all, you want to get out of the bleeding capital city.
Right, the boardwalk at the Liffey then.
That's the capital city.
Oh, I know,
that's
but
the centre.
I know, but like
the capital of the city.
Where's the least amount of people in Ireland living? In what county?
Leitrim.
Ireland's least populated county was divided between blah 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 blah. So yeah, it is the least populated county.
Leitrim.
Yeah. A lot of wild country in Leitrim as well. You could hide very easily.
I'd just probably potter around Leitrim then.
Now, if you're caught, they'll kill you. You're dead, like.
Oh, no.
So, and you're just pottering around Leitrim. Hoping nobody notices you.
Yeah, but in the wood, is there woods in Leitrim?
I tell you what's in Leitrim. Carrigan, Shannon, and...
Okay.
A lot of stags.
A lot of bollocks and hens.
You fucking can't go anywhere.
But there is the river. I wonder, could you...
Hide in the boat?
Could you hide underwater with a straw? And pop your head up then at night time.
Pop your head up for the half an hour. Just go.
I know where I'm going.
Where?
I'm taking it on and I'm getting a boat to Skellig Islands.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Yeah.
Where do you film Star Wars?
Where do you film Star Wars? Because people aren't allowed on that. But I get like a little speedboat.
So the only people that would be able to get you are Star Wars fans.
Well, they're not allowed on that island.
There's a boat that goes out to that, no?
No.
Goes around it.
Around it, you can't get on it.
Mm. Can't get on it.
I feel like that you can't do that.
They'll be all popping shots off us. And you have to go up like steep steps. So I'm at the top of them steps and I'm throwing shit at them. They'll never get up to me.
Safe as houses.
But if I'm just trying to think of somewhere where you can dress up.
You just want
to
dress up?
I'm thinking Wax Museum or...
Sex party.
Ooh.
Wear one of those masks.
Hello.
Eyes wide shut.
Yeah. That'd be fun too.
Yeah.
Eyes wide shut.
If anyone caught me, if there was one person that caught me, I'd say I'd give you 5 million if you shut your mouth.
Well, he'd just kill you and get 10 million.
Oh, if they kill you, did he get 10 million?
Yeah.
Fuck. Can I go to that island with you?
You want to go to Skellig Islands? No, it's my island. It's like my...
Wait, I'll just go around Leitrim then. That's my final answer. Lock it in there.
Such a dumb answer. Like, whereabouts?
I don't fucking know. Bladen, Carrick on Shannon and just dress up as a bladen donkey or something and... Join in with all the fucking jockeys.
You'd be killed. What about so if you're not too familiar with the countryside, what about somewhere in Dublin? Where would you hide in Dublin?
Don't know. Fucking
think of it like a big game of hide and seek. Everyone in Dublin is playing hide and seek.
Right.
Where do you hide?
Phoenix Park would be a good shout.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, maybe the zoo, like
dress
maybe
up as a deer.
Yeah, yeah. People coming over and fucking giving you a feed.
Like a panto deer.
That stands on two legs.
Yeah. Here we
are. I'm just a deer over here eating the grass. Yep. Nothing to see here.
Carrots again, is it?
The Fino's good.
Mm.
24 hours. Would you be comfortable in Phoenix Park now after dark? Nah. Now what happens in Phoenix Park after dark?
Loads of dogging and all in there.
Dirty bastards.
I'll probably just join in. What? Don't tell anyone. I'll give you 5 million.
Let me just hold it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
For two.
The Phoenix Park.
Are you hiding as well?
Hey, yeah. Jump up the back seat. How's it going?
Hide in the closet.
Don't mind me. Just running away from everyone in Ireland. Just running away from everyone in Ireland trying to kill me.
I'd love to go into the Phoenix Park at 2 o'clock in the morning, see people in the woods, just go, found yous, ha ha, you're it. And then just run away. You're it, ha ha. They're like, what the fuck? Who was that?
Just go in shouting, John, it's your wife.
Yeah.
And you see all these lads scampering into the...
That would be brilliant. They just go in with a siren and go whoop whoop, and then just see everyone legging it in the nip.
What about Howth?
That's bit. Go up to the lighthouse. The lighthouse in Howth.
Wicklow.
The Wicklow Mountains is
up in the mountains.
The Wicklow Mountains, yeah.
Up maybe. The Sugarloaf.
We need to talk about sustenance. Could you forage?
Or just eat a load of grass.
Just like chew on pebbles at the top of the Sugarloaf.
Loads of fucking sugar on them.
That's
where it gets its name.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
But going up the Wicklow Mountains, final answer.
Where are you sleeping?
In a tree.
You're freezing.
Bring a big jacket. You up in a tree like fucking the Hunger Games.
Like Jungle. I'm thinking of Mowgli from Jungle Book. Up there with the panther.
No, we like Jennifer Lawrence in the Hunger Games when she's stuck up in the tree.
Oh, you actually
think? All looking at her.
It would be very easy to hide in Ireland. There's so much empty space. You'd never be.
You just found. Move around. Just keep going from place to place. Off the grid.
I'd be so. Like, everyone's after you. So you can't. You have to find somewhere you won't see a single person.
The Wicklow Mountains.
Up to Wicklow.
The Hellfire Club.
The Hellfire Club.
In the fucking Hellfire Club. Not very scary. No one's going in there.
Except you.
Except me.
You get haunted.
Worth 10 million.
Spooky though.
That's very scary. If I see someone coming in there, I'll go. And they'd fucking shit themselves. They'd be gone.
I love that idea. I'd love to do a big fucking manhunt. I used to do that in St. Anne's Park.
Why didn't... There's a great one.
What?
St. Anne's Park.
There's fucking loads of people in St. Anne's Park.
Tall trees.
There's tall trees. That's a great one. That's a terrible one. A public park is a terrible idea to hide for your life. A jack's a toilet that no one uses, like.
Oof. Stephen's Green toilets. You fucking 20 cent every bleeding minute.
Yeah. Make 10 million just stand outside.
Say, hey, look, I'm not giving you 20 cents, but I'm getting 10 million in 24 hours and then I'll give you a few 20 cents.
What about the top of Stephen's Green car park or something?
Too many people.
You need to come out into public as well. Like, you need to, for half an hour.
Yeah, I'll just go out in the middle of town at the sport and take Chase for half an hour.
The last half hour, the last 30 minutes.
Just for the crack.
Yes.
On
yes.
A scooter. Yes. Here we go. What's the next one?
Right, yeah. I like that one though. Nice one, Jack. One.
Should have dedicated a whole fucking bonus episode to that one.
That was a great question.
Really was. There is more. How are you, lads? You have two options. Which do you think you would have a better chance of victory in? First option being having a knock off a juiced up monkey the same height as you that knows Muay Thai and has a bow staff? What's that?
Like a stick.
Has a stick. And your arena / boundary is St. Anne's Park.
Oh my God.
What's going on with St. Anne's Park?
St. Anne's Park.
St. Anne's.
So while we're hiding, we have to fight a monkey the same size as us in St. That's going to be difficult.
Or
have a knockoff Kimbo Slice, but he's wearing knee pads and elbow pads. He has a taser and he's after necking down 6 Lucasaids. And the arena / boundary is Croker.
Well, Kimbo Slice is dead.
Yeah.
So I think it
might be
that.
A hologram. I'll fight a hologram of Kimbo Slice. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
I'm thinking it's his corpse and he's just like lying down in the middle of Crow Park.
After drinking six bottles of Lucasaid.
Don't know how he got that into him.
Let's say Kimbo Slice is alive.
Okay.
He would batter you.
But you could outrun him, though. I said numerous times, I'd last 3 rounds with a UFC fighter just by running around the ring, not getting caught.
You did say that.
I said it. It got cut from the episode. An episode of Come Fry With Me with Kiefer Crosby. And I said to him, do you think I'd last at least 1 round just by running around in circles like and trying to... And he's like, no, I'd just cut off the ring and I'd kill you. Like, and I'm like... I think I could do one round.
Are you doing circles around the ring?
Yeah, yeah.
Or just jagging?
I just run at you. Just get you.
I don't know, like, just move.
I just bleed and grab you.
I'd leg
it. Take it down.
Wouldn't get me. I just run. You couldn't get anyone. Once you run around circles, he can't get you.
Mm.
Like if you ever caught in a fight, if someone attacks you with just their fists in town.
Run.
Just run, man. You'd be grand. You'd be fucking grand. Just run. They can't get you.
Happened to me when they tried to rob my phone.
Yeah.
Temple Bar, just ran into a restaurant.
Asking a waiter.
The window. Ha! Not coming in here.
Like, you have to come out sometime.
What are you taking? I'll take the Kimbo Slice bit.
I'll take Kimbo Slice as well because I think we could just run around Kroger.
Rest in peace, Kimbo Slice, actually.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because he's dead. But I'd kill him if he wasn't. after drinking 6 Lucasaids.
If he wasn't dead, I'd kill him.
Not kill him, but like, I'd batter him.
Yeah.
After drinking 6 Lucasaids.
And he's wearing knee pads and elbow pads. Like, that makes a fucking difference. Kimbo's like, he's going to batter you regardless. He has a taser and he's after necking 6 Lucasaids.
He has a taser? Oh, he does.
Yeah.
But the 6 Lucasaids, you run out of energy. It's too much fucking glucose in that.
What about a juiced up monkey, though? Same height as you. That's like a fucking orangutan.
You'd be dead.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't stand a chance. That nose Muay Thai.
Pull your arms off.
Nah.
You'd be gone.
Yeah.
And that's if it knows Muay Thai, you're fucked.
That's a no-brainer.
That is a mismatch.
At best, you're getting a stick off him.
He's going to wallop the arse off you with a bleeding stick.
Wallop the arse off you with his bow staff.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with Kimbo Slice.
Same. Last question. Callum from Tala says, would you rather any time you have tea, it's too milky or not enough milk? And Dazzler, because you don't drink tea, would you rather your coffee always be too strong or not strong enough?
I will go with too strong because I'd rather have that option. Look, if it's too weak, you're not going to taste the coffee and it's just milk then.
Yeah.
So I'd rather like, too strong. Easy.
And I have my tea here in front of me and sometimes I'd have to, if there was no milk, I'd have my tea black and the milk wouldn't bother me too much. But if someone puts too much milk in and it's like a cup of milk, it's disgusting. So I'm going to go with not milky tea.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going for strong
coffee.
And I'll go for black tea.
Strong coffee can be horrible though, but I'd rather take that chance over not having any strength.
I like that people give their names and then tell us where they're from.
Callum from Tala.
Callum from Tala. Nice one, Callum from Tala. Really appreciate that.
I think that's great though.
Yeah.
Would you prefer an overly strong handshake or one of those limp fish ones?
Is this a question from you?
This is from Ed, not in Tala.
Where are you
Ed
from?
From Cork. Ed in Cork.
Thanks for the question, Ed from Cork. Ask us again.
Also, would you prefer, just to follow on from Callum's question there, when it comes to handshakes, you know some people have an overly tight, strong, dominating,
authority,
crunchy grip. Mm.
Yeah. It's like you fucking...
You kind of flinch and you feel slightly emasculated and you're kind of like you're on the back foot a little bit.
Mm.
And then the flip side of that is someone who kind of offers you that maybe from the knuckle up.
Limp.
And it's all limp. And
it's like nothing in it at all. It's just
like a wet fish. And you have to kind of clutch their fingers.
It's you shaking their hand.
Like you're milking a cow kind of thing. Which of those two, I've got two on offer, which are you taking?
The firm one.
I'm taking the firm one, yeah. As much as I hate it.
Even if it hurts physically.
It's just really awkward to get like a limp handshake where it's just like, it's like a dead hand.
Is that a red flag for you then with somebody that?
Yeah, I just want to know what's going on there for them to do that. What is that? You know,
if they give a limp handshake,
yeah,
limp handshakes are weird. Like if you get a handshake and it's limp, it's like fucking holding a baby board or something. It's just like crumbly,
but it's
horrible,
it's
nasty.
Not a nice,
it sets a bad vibe. It's like it can, puts you.
I can't trust them. I wouldn't be able to trust you after that.
I'm equally as wary of an overly strong handshake.
Yeah, but I'm okay with feeling that way. Being dominated, I'm like, okay, right, you can be the leader here, but I'm more comfortable in that position than being the dominator.
If Jude Bellingham was to shake my hand and he hurt my fingers because I've got a ring in my right hand,
yeah,
I'd take it any day of the week.
Yeah.
It would break my heart if I was to shake Jude Bellingham's hand and he gave me that.
That reference is going to make so much more context when people listen to Wednesday's episode.
Sorry.
And it's well worth it.
That's a teaser.
I have an interesting kind of... When I got with Moira... She shook hands with people and not that she's a woman or anything, but like...
She's not a woman.
No, she is a woman, but like, it's not that she's a woman that it's weird that she shook hands. But the fact that anyone shook hands... So when she met me mates for the first time, she'd come in with a handshake. And for me, that would be so weird. And it's almost like a business meeting. And I'm like, when the fuck? What? That is so weird.
Do you find it strange shaking a woman's hand?
Well, anyone's hand.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah. I always shake a woman's hand. I just have this thing where I'm like, do you hug a woman or do you shake the hand?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you definitely shake the hand. Like if you're rocking around, if you're rocking
horrible.
Around, if you're rocking around this building, just like
hugging
everyone. Yeah, it's
too formal. A handshake is too fucking formal.
Yeah.
Like if it's not a job interview, don't be fucking shaking your hand.
I'd be a big handshaker. I'd shake a lot of hands.
Must ask. Because if you could introduce somebody in the pub, this is Estelle.
That's a handshake.
And you go, hey Estelle, nice to meet you. And you shake her hand.
Yeah.
I always feel a nod and a friendly smile
and a wave.
And like, hey, just put your hand up. Yeah. Hey, nice to meet you. I think that's a more comfortable exchange than shaking her hand.
I'd shake a hand. I'd go in for a handshake.
When I come home,
if I didn't know them, but like I think when you get to know someone, you can, how's it going?
Give you bypass the handshake.
A one arm hug, like.
Yeah, and the second meeting, I think you're past handshakes.
Yeah, you're at the thumb slap. You're at the Rocky Apollo hand. That's what you're going for there. Yeah. When I come home after a hard day's work, I open the door and Moira and the two kids are lined up in a line and I shake their hands each. individually.
Like the Royal Variety performance.
Welcome home, Daddy.
Time to inspect the children. What did you learn in that room with me today, boy?
Like the Von Trapps.
And then, like, say you order a Thai green curry, do you shake the delivery boy's
yes,
hand?
I do, yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Thanks for that. Imagine doing that.
No, of course I don't fucking shake the delivery driver's hands. You can be like, kick up the arse. No, I don't. I give him a big kiss. Right, we leave it there for the bonus episode because we...
Yeah, that's a long one.
Yeah.
That was bonus.
Bonus.
We didn't have one last week.
Correctamundo.
We didn't, did we?
Nope.
There's a big bonus episode for you because we missed the last one. We never actually called out on that.
Yeah. You are welcome.
Joe was sick.
I was not.
You drank loads of bottles of Lucozade.
With a monkey.
You fought a monkey.
I was hiding for 24 hours from the public for 10 million quid.
See you then next week. Yeah.
Yeah. See you Wednesday.
See you tomorrow.
2 days.
2 days.
You won't even see them.
Oh, fuck.
Talk to them.
I don't know what's going on anymore. Thank you. Thanks.